You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 69, a very special episode. Almost feels like we shouldn't even give it a number, like it should just stand on its own. But
you just did.
I just did. You can't take it. Once you said something on the internet, you can't take it back. That's a law.
It's a law.
Yeah.
They'll come get you.
So internet this is police. Episode 69. So Jason and I decided that we'd get together for a special recording of the bracket challenge, because the brackets just came out last night. It's Monday, and so we said, let's record a special episode, drop it today, give the people what they want, give the fans what they want.
Before you submit your bracket to your office pool, just listen to what we have to say. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make a difference.
We're going
to
help you out.
Maybe. No. Or maybe not.
And I have known more about college basketball in the past, but I will say this. That has not helped me make it almost seems like the more informed I am, the worst choices.
Which is always why there's like some office secretary named Nancy that like wins the pool.
Nancy?
You know, and it's like, well, she doesn't even watch college basketball.
Right,
So based on that, we should get a perfect.
Yeah, and well, read really quickly. You said you got a text or a message from Joe.
Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe. What did Joe say?
Well, the other day, he I think this was yesterday, he said, question, either streak for the cash or filling out a bracket, do you choose your favorite team to win, or do you be realistic and pick them to lose? So I guess, like, if you're in Arkansas, that would be an accurate statement.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, like, do you pick the team that's better or the team that's worse?
That situation comes up a lot.
Yeah, but if, like, Ohio State football, that would, like, it is the best, the better team is the team that's going to win.
Except for this year.
Well, except for the very end. I mean, you know, week to week.
Yeah.
But he goes, I just picked Kentucky over Arkansas, and I got it right, but I don't feel great about the win.
Right.
And so it goes back to, you know, what streak for the cash or a bracket like this, what do? You go with your heart? Do you go with your head? That's a dilemma.
Well, I think on streak for the cash, because every win is so important. You don't have to pick everything, right?
Yeah.
So if your heart, if you just can't take your heart out of it, just move on and pick something else. But don't pick Arkansas to beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
And risk losing a good streak.
Well, like last night the Cavs played Houston, and I didn't want to pick that game.
No, I didn't pick
it. Because I felt like Houston was going to win, but I wanted the Cavs to win. So I didn't. I just skipped by it, and I picked some hockey game.
I think I did the exact same thing.
I think I did San Jose.
Yep. I think I did the same thing. It was like 90% of people can't be wrong.
Although they're wrong frequently.
All the time. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Especially, you know, international Russian, you know, hockey.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, So the reason I brought that up is because we're talking about our lack of knowledge in college basketball this year. And I think two factors. First of all, the factor that we know less than we may have ever known about college basketball this year. And two, Ohio State's not in it. So there's no – my heart is not in it at all.
No.
Now, I always kind of root for the Big Ten.
Yeah.
But –
I will always root for the Big Ten over any other conference.
I usually fill out multiple brackets, and one of my brackets that I fill out is the most likely scenario I feel that could happen at, for a Big Ten Final Four. Like, I'm always rooting. That would be so great for me.
That's a heart bracket. You got a heart bracket and a head bracket.
Yeah. So I think you got a heart bracket that you root for, but then you have a head bracket.
Well, see, the perfect bracket is you have three brackets.
Okay.
You go with your heart for one bracket, you go with your head for a bracket, and then a hybrid.
Okay.
It's like you take a couple gambles, it's like, man, I really would like for this to happen.
Well, I have a real process.
You've got to be realistic with it.
Here's my process, historically speaking. As soon as the bracket comes out, I just do a knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
I fill it out in like 30 seconds. Boom, 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 boom. And then I start looking at it a little bit more. And I usually would get the USA Today the Monday morning version of the USA Today, because they always had the great bracket by bracket, team by team breakdown of right. every single team, every single player. And then I'd start to do a little bit of research and say, oh, okay, so this team, all right, there's this. Because I don't care how much basketball you watch. I don't care if you're Fran Fraschilla, okay? You're not watching all of these teams. No. There's just so much college basketball to watch.
Right.
So there's a lot to learn. And then I would start to make adjustments. And right. then I'd start to think about, from the standpoint of rather game by game, but like which team am I looking at thinking, okay, they're going to make a run for the Final Four. How can I get them in there?
And then you overanalyze it and completely screw up your bracket. And you would have been better off not even looking at you.
The first bracket was always the best one. Yeah, and then I always fill out, once I get done with all of that, then I fill out a heart bracket of basically advance as many Big Ten teams as I can and find a way for a Big Ten final.
You have like Indiana versus Purdue in the finals.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we might be the only people outside of the state of Indiana that would think that.
All right. So so here's what we're going to do.
Well, speaking of basketball, I just want to bring up the fact that you and I have been playing basketball in the mornings.
Okay, yeah.
And basically, I've won every morning that we've played.
Well, we played twice. Uh-huh. So basically, yeah, you've won twice. Yeah,
we've been working out. We've been, instead of like, you know, being the meatheads in the gym, like, let's play some basketball.
So we played basketball. We played to 20 by ones and twos.
Uh-huh.
First game, I went up early, and then
you went up early, like 10-2.
Yeah, and then I thought, okay, I got this, and I think I took my foot off the pedal, and all of a sudden, you made a few twos in a row, and then you came back and won, and then you went up early the next game, and then I came back, and then I think at one point I was winning like 17-16, and then you hit your 2-point. I mean, at some point in the game, it just basically becomes Jason and I chucking 3-pointers, just seeing.
Well,
who's
early in the game,
first.
You're running. Mm-hmm. I mean, running.
Yeah, come on. What are we talking about?
Moving quicker than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reserving my energy for later in the game.
Yes, you're very reserved. And so I think, okay, if I can get up big and then you know, maintain some kind of lead. So yeah, we've been playing basketball, and we're going to keep on playing basketball.
So you'll get weekly updates on. Me
who's
continuing
winning.
To
right
win.
Now, it's Jason is winning
2-0. Adam put on Facebook, I think he said, what do you do, like best out of 7, best out of 11? I said, it doesn't matter. I'm always going to win.
Okay.
I mean, be the best out of anything.
We'll see. I have a plan that's going to accelerate my play faster than
yours. You're in trouble because I just bought my ankle braces online.
Oh, yeah?
They'll be here in 2 days.
Good, because I'm going to be breaking them ankles.
Well, that's part of the reason why I'm reserved, because I'm 50 pounds overweight,
uh-huh.
and I break my ankles if I move slightly to the left or to the right.
Sure, yeah. Getting
so
up.
I've been moving very deliberately.
Yeah,
I was going to say slowly, but I'm going to use the word deliberately.
It seems deliberate.
I deliberately move my body
you
in
have
such
an
a way that
economy of motion.
You know what that means. Okay, let's get to the bracket. Okay, right. So we're going to set up a ESPN.
Already done. So if you go to ESPN.com and their tournament challenge, and then you can search for groups. And if you play ESPN Streak for the Cash, you probably already have a ESPN login, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So just search for groups, search for Lower Road Radio. And in the Lower Road Radio group, our group motto is never wear the blue sweats, if that helps you find it at all. Because maybe there's more than one Lower Road Radio group, for all we know. Maybe there's like a fan bracket out there.
Maybe.
You know, that we don't know about. They did give me the option of how many group entries per user that we would allow.
Yeah.
And you said pick 3, and I said, okay, so I picked 3. I really didn't, you know, I was really leaning towards 1 because I do feel like...
No, I like the idea of heart, head, hybrid.
Yeah.
You go with your heart on 1.
Yeah.
You go with your head on 1. Because Joe's heart is going to be like all SEC teams.
Sure.
Like both SEC teams are in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I don't know how many SEC teams. I mean, what, Kentucky and...
Well, Arkansas and Kentucky
is that
are
it?
There.
I don't even know.
Well, we'll figure it out as we go through. all right. So either way, for better or for worse, there are 3 possible entries that you can pick, and then we'll see who the winner is. We'll follow along. It'll be fun.
So we're going to do, on the show today, almost Mount Rushmore style, where we're just going to agree on a Lower Road Radio bracket.
We're going to go through the bracket, pick by pick.
This will be our official bracket.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a picture of it, put it online. You'll be able to find it somewhere.
So let's do it. We'll start in the East.
Game by game.
we're just going to say that all the one seeds win, right?
Yeah, first of all, there should not be these other four games down here in the bottom.
Right, agreed.
The 16 versus 16s and the 11s versus the 11s. This needs to go from 68 to 64 right now. I don't know why we still do it this way. It's barbaric.
It's not right.
No. No, absolutely not.
So I totally agree with that. Especially I feel bad for the really kind of the teams like UC Davis, North Carolina Central, New Orleans, you know, Montana. Those are teams that didn't get an at-large bid.
Yeah.
They won their thing, and that should get them to the tournament. And this has to feel like such a letdown. It's like, oh, I'm going to be playing on Monday or Tuesday in Dayton.
Yeah.
It's not exciting.
Well, and the whole idea of adding teams 65, 66, 67, 68, like at large, they're not going to win the whole thing anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have to be an incredible run for that to happen. Just leave those teams out because they're not going to win. I don't even know why we do it this way.
I agree.
It's stupid.
It's stupid. Somebody fix it. All right. So we're
Villanova.
Picked Villanova. Yep. All right. Is the okay. So the first big one is an 8 versus 9 Wisconsin, Virginia Tech.
Okay. I'm going to go Wisconsin on this.
Yeah. I think they're better than their record states.
I agree.
And keep in mind,
we know nothing.
We don't know.
No.
Put a gun to my head and ask me to name a Wisconsin player. I'm probably going to say
Ron Dane.
Ron Dane. I was trying to think of a basketball player from Wisconsin.
J.J. Watt.
Frank Kaminsky. He was from a couple years ago. I was trying to think of when we were young. Wasn't there a pretty good guy?
Yeah, there's a couple.
That played for Wisconsin when we were younger?
Know.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, is there a Finley? Something Finley?
Yeah. Not Chuck. Yeah, it's Finley's the one I'm thinking of. He was good.
He was good.
He was
I can't remember his name. It was Finley, something Finley.
Yeah, it was definitely Finley. Okay. Yeah. Next, Virginia and UNC Wilmington.
this is at 5-12. This is where the 12, it feels like they always win.
There's going to be at least one 12 that wins this year.
I'm going to go Virginia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From what I understand, they have a very good defense. All right. At any point, I can tell you whatever you want to know about any of these teams because I got a whole thing going.
Okay? I've got a little power index on my side here.
Okay. So I know one of the things that you really care about is how many upperclassmen are on
the
team.
So my biggest pick ever.
We talked about this last year.
Did we?
Yes.
Was in 1994. Uh-huh. Boston College had 5 seniors that started.
Uh-huh.
And they were playing a North Carolina team that was really, really good.
Boston College was like an 8 seed.
Yeah, and they upset the one. And it was like the greatest pick ever.
Uh-huh.
I bragged about it for like 7 years. No, I'm still bragging about it.
Currently.
Yeah. So that was the only – that's a highlight of my life basically.
Wow. What a life. Well, UNC Wilmington, I mean you've got them losing.
Yeah. How many seniors?
Let's see. Their projected starters are a sophomore, a senior, and a senior.
3 seniors and 2 sophomores.
Yeah.
No juniors.
No juniors.
I'm going to say they're going to lose.
Okay.
Virginia's better than what people think.
Okay. Virginia's better than what they think. All right. So there you go. Florida and East Tennessee State.
Florida.
Quick on the Florida.
Yes. Not even a question.
There's an SEC team. Florida. All right. SMU and Providence. Or USC. See, I don't like this already.
Because I'm feeling USC on this.
So you want to take USC?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about SMU. I mean, I think that's probably the highest SMU has ever been ranked, wouldn't you think? Do you know what SMU stands for?
Yeah, Southern Mississippi University.
Southern Methodist.
Southern Methodist University.
The Mustangs started slow with 4 wins in 7 games before winning 23 of their last 24 entering the conference tournament.
That's really good.
That's really good. Junior, senior, sophomore, senior, sophomore. Well, I guess that's not anything.
Look up USC.
USC. They'd be the 11. You want to know their senior-sophomore ratio?
Sure.
Sophomore, junior, freshman.
Okay, so next year.
Yeah, but except
their what about
freshman
Providence?
Be gone. Okay, Providence. This is so stupid. Junior, freshman.
Ooh, let's go Providence.
You like
bunch of juniors.
You figure this
they've
is
been
a
together
group of guys
for a couple years. Let's go Providence over SMU.
SMU's won 23 of their last 24.
They're due to lose.
Or they're just getting hot.
Okay, well, SMU.
I like SMU here.
When Providence wins, I'll be able to brag.
That's fine. Well, you can fill out your own bracket.
I will.
All right, Baylor, New Mexico State.
New Mexico State.
Quick on
the
New
upset,
Mexico
yeah.
State.
Yeah, it's a 14 over a 3.
It was just a feeling that you
had? Just gut feeling.
All right, I think we should, I mean, for a gut feeling, because this is one that we have to agree on, for a 14 over a 3,
yeah.
I mean, we need a, I think we can only pick one super strong.
114. I'm okay picking 114.
No, I'm saying anything under like a 12 beating a 5.
Just one of those?
No, I'm saying like you get a gut feeling. Like now if we agree on
it. Yes, I have a gut feeling on this.
All right. New Mexico State.
Watch it. It's going to happen.
All right. South Carolina and Marquette.
I like Marquette.
You like Marquette?
I like Marquette.
Because?
They wear yellow.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I have yet to see Marquette play this year. They have a power ranking of 83 versus South Carolina power ranking of 83. They're identical in the power ranking.
Well, it says here the Marquette was inconsistent. They kind of had a bad run at the end of the season, especially on defense. So the good scoring balance. I don't know. Steve Wojciechowski is their coach. I don't know if that means anything to you.
I like Steve Wojciechowski. He's from the Duke guy. Wojo. Yeah.
Is that who that
dude.
Is?
Yes.
I thought he was an assistant on Ohio State.
I don't think so.
I'm going to look him up.
Steve Wojciechowski.
I'm looking him up. It says it's his first appearance as the coach
I would almost lay money. I'll buy you lunch today if I'm wrong.
You already bought me lunch. All right. Woj, you're right.
I am right.
Well, he was an assistant at Ohio State. I guess he's not there anymore, huh?
No, he's coaching at Marquette.
All right, so that's all you need to
that's
to
all I
Marquette.
Need.
Okay.
It's Wojo.
He's going to pound the floor.
Yeah.
And are we picking any 15s over 2s this year?
No.
Okay. Duke.
Duke.
Some people thought Duke should have been a 1 seed. Now, here's the thing about Duke is they were 4-3 without Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
Krzyzewski was gone for 7 games, but since then they've been on a tear. I think they've only lost 2 or something with him. So obviously he's there. There's a difference there. They won.
Are you debating Troy on this?
No, I'm just saying looking forward to the future. So do you want to
let's finish out this while we're on?
Finish
it.
Out this bracket.
Yes.
Agreed.
Let's
okay.
get to the Final Four on this one.
Villanova, Wisconsin.
Villanova.
Okay. Virginia, Florida State.
Florida State. Not Florida State. Just Florida.
I'm sorry, Florida.
Yeah.
You got Florida over Virginia?
Yeah.
All right. I don't get it. Okay. SMU, New Mexico State. You got to figure New Mexico State's run ends there. They got to want. They
I mean, they're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, they're feeling pretty good, but SMU's feeling pretty good that they don't have to play Baylor.
Okay.
Okay. SMU. Duke Marquette. This is a tough one for you.
He'll be going up against his former team.
Oh, yeah. That'll be intense.
He's going to have his team fired up.
Yeah, but Duke is significantly better.
Yeah, let's go Duke.
All right, Duke. All right, now we're down to the
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Villanova, Florida.
Probably Villanova.
I think Villanova's pretty good this year.
Yeah.
SMU, Duke.
Duke.
Right.
I mean, there's,
Well, we've got a 1 and a 2 seed. Look at us.
Chalk!
Right. Nova, Duke.
All the experts, it seems like Duke's a hot, 2 seed. It seems like they all have Duke in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I'm okay saying Duke. Villanova won last year, right? Am I wrong on this?
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah, they won last year.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost positive. They're not going to win back-to-back. They're going to fail. They're going to lose. It happens all the time. Duke.
All right. So you got Duke in the Final Four. All right, there we go. So
that was easy.
In the West, Gonzaga, who almost went undefeated this year.
Yes. Let me tell you my theory on Gonzaga. We haven't gotten there yet, but I think Gonzaga has a serious chance of winning the whole thing because of this.
Okay.
This logic doesn't make any sense, but it makes sense to me. For years, Gonzaga was like a 12 seed, and they would make a run to the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8.
Yeah.
They went deep in the tournament when they were a low seed. And then they started ranking them higher, giving them a higher seed. And they started losing.
Yes.
And so instantly people say, well, Gonzaga, they don't play anybody. You know, look at their one loss to St. Mary's. They stink, yada, yada, yada. I think this is a year Gonzaga surprises people again. Okay. I could see them making a run to the championship this year. I believe that. I really, really do.
I don't.
Okay. Well, you could be wrong.
Either way, they're going to beat South Dakota State in the first round. All right, next. For their very first NCAA appearance ever, and probably if you added up the IQs on both teams, the Northwestern-Vanderbilt game would be the highest IQ game probably.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Harvard, at some point.
Harvard-Princeton?
Yeah, if those two teams. But I don't think in the tournament Harvard-Princeton ever played each other. Yeah. So Northwestern-Vanderbilt, who you got? Julia Louis-Dreyfus' son plays for Northwestern.
Okay, let's go Northwestern.
That's all I need. Elaine's son.
Yeah.
All right. Notre Dame-Princeton. Notre Dame's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I always like to pick Princeton just because it just seems like fun.
Well, when you have an offense named after you.
Yeah. I think that's why I like to pick them.
Yeah.
But I think Notre Dame is pretty good. I think Notre Dame is better than a 5 seed.
Yeah.
From all I understand. All right, West Virginia, Bucknell. Bucknell is a good – that's a 13-4 seed. Bucknell, they'll get an upset every once in a while.
You think so?
And it feels like West Virginia is a kind of an underwhelming team in the tournament to me, usually.
They play
Bob Stoops in his career in the NCAA tournament is 29-22.
Bob Stoops, I don't think has...
Did I say Bob Stoops?
No, you did. Bob Huggins.
Bob Huggins.
Bob Huggins has underperformed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely does.
Okay.
Just so you know, West Virginia, 3 juniors and 2 seniors.
What's Bucknell?
Let me look it up.
If Bucknell has 5 seniors, we're going Bucknell.
But if they don't, we're going West Virginia. Is that what you're saying?
I'm willing to talk.
Sophomore, freshman, junior on Bucknell.
Let's go with whatever you want. I'll leave this one on you.
Well,
I think West Virginia's probably going to win that.
Yeah. All right, West Virginia. Maryland, Xavier. Maryland's a Big Ten team now.
And Maryland's really good, I think.
I think that they underperformed a little bit, but I think if they play as well as they can play, actually, we joked around about earlier about not knowing many college basketball players, but Melo Trimble for Maryland is really, really good. He's a junior. I don't know. I just it's a 6 versus 11. It feels like Xavier every year does pretty well in the tournament. It seems like they're a pretty good tournament team, but I don't know. What do you think?
I'm looking at the power rankings right now. Xavier is actually ranked power rankings higher than Maryland.
Really?
Yeah. I would think that would be a safe upset to say Xavier over Maryland.
I'm looking at some Xavier stuff now. It looks like they've got some guys with injury problems.
Okay, Maryland.
Yeah. All right. Florida State, Florida Gulf Coast. Remember, they made that big run a few years ago.
Yeah. That was a few years ago.
And I think they were like a 15 seed at that point. But
Florida State.
Yeah, I think Florida State. I think Florida State's pretty good. All right. St. Mary's, VCU.
St. Mary's beat Gonzaga, which is a pretty good team.
Yes.
I think St. Mary's will win.
I find it interesting they put St. Mary in the Gonzaga bracket. You think St. Mary's wins?
Yeah.
VCU always seems like they win in the tournament, don't
they? Shaka Smart.
Shaka Smart. Is he still there?
I don't know.
He turned down jobs from, like, big schools.
Yeah.
No, he's not there. Will Wade is there.
Ah, Dwayne's brother.
Dwayne's brother, William. Yeah. I don't know. It says they have Tenacious D.
Tenacious D?
Tenacious, Jack Black plays Tenacious defense.
Let me flip a coin.
Oh, is that what we're going to do?
Yeah,
we just can't decide VCU, St. Mary's.
Okay. We've got heads and tails. The tails is a Chickasaw Nation, Oklahoma quarter.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? So which we're going to do?
Tails will be VCU, heads will be St. Mary's.
Okay, ready? Tails.
That's VCU.
Okay.
I can't think of a more scientific way. Shaka Smart. It's former team. All right. Arizona beats North Dakota.
In a landslide.
Landslide. Okay. All right. Back up to the top. Gonzaga, Northwestern.
Gonzaga. Northwestern streak is over. They've never even made it to the tournament. They're going to be lucky to win one game.
Which makes it even a better story.
No.
It's like, hey, they've never been here.
We should.
Oh, Okay. Notre Dame, West Virginia. I got Notre Dame.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry, J. Will.
Sorry, Bob Stoops. I don't think so. Our basketball expertise. All right. Maryland, Florida State. Your heart wants to go with Maryland because they're
my
a Big
heart
Ten
wants
team.
To go Maryland.
But Florida State's a 3 seed. Maryland's a 6 seed.
Yeah, let's go Florida State.
You go Florida State? You feel pretty confident about
no.
that? You don't. Hmm. Leonard Hamilton, the coach for Florida State, is 6-7 in the tournament.
According to my power index, Florida State has a 62% chance to make it to the Sweet 16.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they give Maryland?
Maryland has a 17% chance.
I feel like the best Maryland team is better than the best Florida State team.
I agree.
But
do we know where the game's played?
It does not say on my bracket, so no, I do not know.
If only there was a way to...
It says it's the West region. Oh, okay, I can see it. No.
Wait, I can tell you right here. It's, which game is it?
Florida State. It's the second round.
Of Maryland?
Maryland, Florida State.
It's going to be in Orlando, Florida. So ooh. That's going to be Florida State.
All right, Florida State all the way. See, this is the kind of expertise that you can expect from us. VCU... Arizona.
Shaka Smart.
Shaka Smart goes down to Arizona, right?
Yeah.
All right. I wonder where Shaka Smart is.
Wichita State?
I want to say he went to Texas.
Maybe. We're showing our ignorance.
Yeah. Should I look it up?
Google it.
It
might make a difference. Is Texas even in the tournament?
No.
Northern Texas or Southern Texas. Texas Southern. One of those teams is in it.
Shaka Smart, Texas. Yep.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, they're not in the tournament. Oh, boy. All right. There you go.
So much for Shaka Smart.
Gonzaga, Notre Dame. This is the Irish are fighting on. This is the year for the Irish.
You think so?
Mike Golic is going to be happy. I don't know.
Okay.
I have a bad feeling about Gonzaga.
Because they lose every year. For
yeah.
years, they were
mm-hmm.
the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're the overdog.
Okay.
I think they might fulfill their prophecy. The prophecy that was laid back years ago.
Uh-huh. By John Stockton.
In the fourth blood moon of the fourth year
okay.
of the new solstice.
Yes.
That the Bulldogs of Gonzaga, Northern uh-huh. California, shall win the whole thing.
I think Gonzaga... Have you noticed? I don't know if you saw this. Some college teams, Michigan... Some of the players on Michigan, being one of them, which is ironic,
yeah.
are moving back to shorter shorts.
Do you like this?
I like it.
I don't know.
It's illegal, apparently, to the dress code in the NBA, because you know Russell Westbrook would be wearing a Speedo if he could. But I like it. I feel like it's probably better. I feel like
You think a whole team has to do it, not just an individual.
I want a whole team to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I think, okay?
You see, like, Wilt Chamberlain in the short shorts?
I know. Super long legs. Here's the thing. I feel like if you took a scientist who knew nothing about basketball,
yeah.
right, and you explained to him what the game was, the kind
yeah.
of motions you're going to be doing, and you told him, design the perfect
uniform
that's going to – maximize whatever this sport is.
Yeah.
He would not do baggy shorts.
No.
He wouldn't.
No.
He would do shorter shorts
for that reason. I think he would go with like just like compression shorts.
Yeah. Probably.
Like no outer short, just the under compression uh-huh. short.
Yeah, but we don't need that. That's a little too much.
You're talking about scientific.
Well, all I'm saying is baggy shorts, that's not where it's at.
No, when the ball goes in between your legs, it might brush up against the baggy pants.
Yeah. So bring the shorts shorter. And some teams are doing that, and I think a whole college team should go back. And I think Gonzaga would be a good one, you know, as an homage to John Stockton, who was the last one to hold on to the Nutters. He was the last one that I can remember wearing them.
Do you know, speaking of that, the difference between a... boy snowman and a girl snowman?
No.
Snowballs.
That's it. Okay. Which one of your kids tell you that one?
Yeah.
All right. All of that to find out.
We're going with
Gonzaga, Notre Dame.
Let's look at the senior count.
Okay, Gonzaga's junior, sophomore, senior.
Okay.
It's pretty. Upper-ish. Yeah. I mean, you got the one sophomore, yeah. Then a junior, and
okay. What's Notre Dame?
Notre Dame. Here we go.
Notre Dame.
Senior, junior. Junior, senior, sophomore. I think it's the same. No, I think they have one. I think a junior senior switch. So basically, it's the same. Listen,
if you want to go to Notre Dame, we'll go to Notre Dame.
Bonzi Colson is one of the best 10 players in college basketball this season.
Does Gonzaga have one of the best 10 players? Does Adam Morrison still play for them?
I do not believe so. I don't think. I just think Notre Dame is going to
win. Okay, go Notre Dame.
Okay. You can pick Gonzaga in your bracket.
I will.
Florida State, Arizona.
Arizona.
All right. Arizona, Notre Dame.
Arizona.
And this will be in the West.
Yes.
So
we'll have eventually Arizona versus Duke.
All right. So we'll wait to pick that.
Okay.
Let's go back. So now we're going to go to the Midwest region.
Yes.
Kansas. A very good Kansas team is number one.
Yes.
So Kansas beats whoever they're playing. And, well,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
It's a play-in game.
It's a play-in game, yeah. Miami, Michigan State. Michigan State is not as good as they normally are.
No, but are you going to bet against Izzo?
No.
It's going to be Michigan State.
That'll be Michigan State, Kansas.
Can you imagine? That'd be a huge upset.
Totally possible.
Totally possible.
All right. We're not talking about that now. We're going to talk about Iowa State, Nevada.
Iowa State?
Yeah. Do we just have – how many – do we have 1-12 beating a 5?
I thought we did.
We don't.
Not yet.
Just so you know, that's our 12-5. The next one is Middle Tennessee,
Let's
Minnesota.
Go Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, definitely. Minnesota. What are we talking about?
Is Tubby Smith? Is he still there?
Is Glenn Robinson there?
I don't – the third? He plays
– Did Glenn Robinson – the first one? No, he played for Purdue.
Yeah.
Who was the good guy that played for Minnesota?
Marion Barber.
Finley, I think. All right, Purdue. I heard somebody talking about Purdue, and they were very impressed with them. So,
that's what I heard.
You did? We must have been watching the same thing.
Vermont. Do you know, I was looking at the stats of the show, Vermont is like the last state that doesn't have a single Lower Road Radio download.
Screw them. We're not picking them.
No. Can you believe that? Of all the states, like, everybody has downloads except for Vermont.
Who does Vermont think they are? Not listening
to. You think you're better than us?
You're not. Purdue's going to beat you. Glenn Robinson or not.
And I don't know if you've seen it. Have you looked at the stats recently?
No.
Illinois has taken a huge spike.
Hey, Chicago, maybe?
Maybe or maybe not Chicago.
I recently considered taking a vacation to Chicago, so maybe word got out. All right.
And also, by the way, our Virginia listens have skyrocketed, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. I like that.
I'm just saying. I don't know. So maybe we need to cater to Virginia. And
whatever it takes. And just don't stop listening.
Oh, Chicago's Northwestern. Yeah. So maybe we should have had Northwestern beat.
I wanted to. Although Gonzaga's in California. No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
I thought they were in Washington.
The state of Washington or D.C.?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. They're on the West Coast. Don't look it up. It's fine. I really don't care.
Okay.
You can if you want. I really don't care.
Yeah, they're in Spokane, Washington.
That's what I said. You never listen to me.
You thought they were in California.
I honestly did think they were California. Yeah. Let's look at St. Mary's.
All right, next.
That's California.
Creighton is a 6 versus the 11 Rhode Island.
Mm, smallest state.
Rhode Island?
Yeah.
That's a reason to pick them or not to?
Yeah, I think they're the underdog. They're the smallest state.
Creighton is in that...
the one conference.
They're in that conference that's really a tough basketball. It's better than you think it is. So
Conference USA.
No. It's like the Midwestern something.
They play a bunch of tough teams.
Such an idiot. I'm writing down Creighton.
Okay. For the record. I think it's Rhode Island.
All right. Well, you can pick whatever you
want. I'm
going
to pick them. That's fine.
Oregon, Iona.
Iona. Iona.
That's not even. Iona. Nobody knows what you're doing.
I'm singing.
Is that? I mean, are you singing like a normal tune?
Yeah.
From like a different song?
Yeah, it's Lola.
La 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 Lola.
Okay. Iona. Iona.
Okay.
Iona.
Michigan. Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State was one of those teams I always picked to go far, and they always were underwhelming.
They're the only team from Oklahoma represented.
Michigan won the Big Ten tournament.
Let's go Michigan.
All right. Louisville, Jackson State. I'm just writing down Louisville. And so back up to the top, Kansas, Michigan State.
I really, really want to pick Michigan State.
Me too.
But I think you have to pick Kansas, right? Or do you want to just call the upset right now?
You don't have to do
it. Okay, let's go Michigan State.
Michigan State is ranked...
not good.
Let's see.
They have a 3% chance to get to the Elite Eight.
3%?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that's like, okay, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. You have 3 chances. If you hit it, then we'll go Michigan State.
That's how you want to do this?
Yeah.
You're thinking of a number between 1 and 100.
Uh-huh. And you get 3 chances.
And
that's
3%. Chances.
It's just
do
one
I get
number.
A hot or cold?
I'll give you a hot and a cold.
Okay. 3.
Cold.
97.
Warmer. You only get one more.
71.
It was 72.
Oh!
I'm dead serious. It was 72. That's really, really close. We can go Michigan
I kind of feel
State
like we have to pick
okay,
Michigan
State.
State.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very scientific.
Iowa State, Purdue. This is our... see, our Big Ten bias comes through and you don't even know it. Because you look at that, you're like,
instantly,
oh, yeah, Purdue.
Purdue, yeah.
But
sure.
Iowa State is a 5. Purdue is a 4.
Let's go Purdue.
All right. It's going to be a Big Ten heavy bracket here.
Yeah, I know.
Creighton and Oregon.
Let's go with the Ducks. Because I don't know the Creighton mascot.
Michigan, the Big Ten champion, against Louisville.
Let's go with the Rick Pitino's.
Rick Pitino, Louisville. All right. I'm going to be staying in Louisville next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that...
you're going to go see the Louisville Bats?
I really want to, but my wife and kids are not so excited about it. I'm like trying to like make it look like fun, like pull
up the
website.
If you do something fun with them, they have to do something fun with you.
We're going to the Mammoth Caves.
Lame.
And we're going to go to an indoor water park.
Okay. Is it Great Wolf Lodge?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And
in
we're gonna
Cincinnati?
Go to the Mammoth Caves. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay,
so we're going to go to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go to... we're going to spend a night there, then we're going to go down to see the Mammoth Caves and then spend the night in Louisville.
Okay.
But I don't think I can get them to go to the Bat Museum. I really tried.
Well.
Maybe I'll just go by myself. All right. Purdue, Michigan State, the Big Ten matchup.
The one everybody's looking forward to.
Michigan State's a 9, Purdue's a 4.
I'm going to say if Michigan State upset Kansas,
that let's now they figured it out.
Yeah, let's take them.
I think they have a freshman that's pretty good, so maybe he goes Carmelo and like carries
them. He does a little run, yeah.
Little run. Nice little run.
Nice little
Oregon,
run.
Oregon, Louisville. This is in the Midwest.
This is a Louisville.
All right, so now we got Michigan State and Louisville. Pitino versus Izzo. This would be big time.
Oh, this would be huge. I didn't even think about that. That's,
yeah.
I mean,
you got to go Louisville.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
There's no way Michigan State actually even wins the first game.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Considering, I don't want to take them to the Final Four if they're going to actually lose to Miami.
Okay. This is a fun bracket so far.
Yeah.
So far in the Final Four, we have Duke, Arizona, Louisville.
Yeah. Nobody has that.
Nobody's. Jay Billis, get out of here.
Hey, when we hit the Final Four perfect, we're going to look like geniuses.
Sometimes you point with your middle finger and it bothers me.
I do point with my middle finger quite a bit. Our grandfather did that.
That's true.
Before he died.
It's your biggest finger, so it's kind of like the...
it's
you
pronounced.
Know, it's always like, whoa. All right, North Carolina. Now we're in the South.
Yeah.
Way down yonder on the Chattanooga, you never knew how much the muddy water meant to me. Where are we?
This game is being played in Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville. I knew a guy from Greenville. He sounded like That guy on King of the Hill that you could never... Boomhauer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he sounded just like him. I never knew what he was saying. I agreed to so many things.
I found myself eating at TGI Fridays once. It was weird.
I was like, all right. All right, North Carolina is going to beat Texas Southern.
Yeah.
Now, Shoeless Joe's Arkansas Razorbacks against Seton Hall. I like Seton Hall. They're a really good NCAA like tournament team. From my memory, I just always remember, ooh, yeah. Seton Hall.
Big East. The old Big East.
Back in
the good old days.
Back when they really tried. But, that being said.
I'm going to go with the Fighting Razorbacks.
For Shoeless Joe.
In honor of Shoeless Joe.
Okay. Akron Sass. All right. next, we already have chosen this. We're going to pick the 12 Middle Tennessee to beat.
Yeah. They've only lost 4 games on the year.
All right. Middle Tennessee. What if this is the year that a 5 doesn't lose to a 12?
Well, then we got 3 of them right.
1 year, a 1 is going to lose. It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen this year.
What's the most likely one to lose?
South Dakota State and Gonzaga.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I would love that. Nothing would make me happier.
Nothing would make you happier. Like solving world hunger wouldn't make you happier.
I mean, I kind of feel like we're going to get back into that same situation again. You know, like I feel like it's kind of thinking if I solved it once, it'd be a great week. You know,
and then people will get hungry again.
Yeah, then they're going to get hungry again. Yeah. You know, because that's the nature of hunger.
And
so.
we just like basically emptied out the oceans of all the fish to feed everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Now there's no more fish left.
Now we're in a worse situation than we ever were before. So
because now there are no fish and everybody's hungry.
Turns out solving world hunger not all it's cracked up to be. All right, Butler Winthrop. Come on, Butler. What are we talking about?
Okay.
Butler!
Winthrop?
Butler!
Has only lost 6 games on the year.
How many has Butler lost?
4.
Okay, well, there you go.
No, 8. They've lost 8.
It's Butler.
Okay.
And I won't hear anything else.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, wait a minute. Listen to this.
Okay.
You're going to like this.
Yeah.
Butler, senior, junior, senior, senior, senior.
Ooh! Final 4.
That's all you needed. All right. They're a great team. All right, Cincinnati, and then against a playing game, Kansas State, Wake Forest. Ooh, Wake Forest is not bad. Let's just take, the economy of it, let's just take Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All right. Back, there was a day when Cincinnati was a powerhouse.
Not really.
For like a few years.
Bob Huggins?
Yeah.
No.
They were great.
No, they were okay. They were okay at best.
What was the guy that blew out his knee was awesome? He played for the Nets. Kenyon Martin.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
Could have been better.
I don't know. He was okay.
He blew out his knee.
He was good. He wasn't great.
UCLA, Kent State.
Now, this is where my Ohio side comes out. I would love to pick Kent State, but UCLA is going to win this.
Lonzo.
Yeah. But he's better than Steph Curry.
I think he said going to be better. He said all of his boys are going to be
better. He said if you switched places right now, you wouldn't notice a difference.
Did you see that SportsCenter featured about his dad and the 3 boys that he has that play basketball?
No.
I hated it. I hated every second of it. It feels like his dad's like totally exploiting his kids. He's like the classic.
Yeah. I'm going to do that someday.
He's already got like a brand name. He's got like a logo like BBB because his 3 sons, the ball boys or something like that.
That's a great last name. They should be doing shoes right now.
He literally said, he was like, he said, everything in my life has been calculated up to this point. When I chose a wife, I picked an athletic one. Like, that's what he said. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's,
I don't like this guy.
I thought about that years later. Uh-huh. I thought, I should have picked an athletic wife.
Yeah, I did not.
You didn't think that, or you didn't pick one?
Both. I love my wife, but we're playing on a co-ed softball team this year.
Yeah.
And we just got a glove for her because she didn't really have a good glove, so we picked up a glove at Dick's Sporting Goods the other day, and we're going to go out and play catch. And I'm hoping we are not walking away from it with a bloody nose.
Yeah, so, you have a Marsha Brady situation.
Yeah. What are you going to do? All right, Dayton, Wichita State. It's Wichita State, and I won't hear anything other than that.
Okay.
It's a 10-7. Wichita State.
Dayton got upset in their tournament.
Yeah.
And I feel like that they're not going to lose 2 in a row.
Wichita State is 30-4 on the year. They're the Missouri Valley champion. Missouri Valley is the conference.
Let's look at the senior count.
That's all right, Wichita State, junior, freshman, junior, sophomore, junior. That's
no
Wichita
seniors.
State.
No seniors.
Okay.
This is basically how I pick my brackets.
It pretty much is. Oh, no, we're in trouble. Dayton, senior, senior, junior, senior, sophomore.
I'm liking Dayton, but if you want to go Wichita State, that's what we're going to do.
All right, we'll pick Dayton. I do want to pick Wichita State, but all right, Kentucky versus Northern Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Hey, listen, these guys from Northern Kentucky, they
play high school against the other kids.
Yeah, and they're not intimidated by them.
Some of these kids beat the kids in high school.
That being said,
North Kentucky.
Okay. Kentucky. All right, North Carolina, Arkansas. Shoeless Joe. Sorry to say, but this is where the run stops for the Razorbacks. North Carolina is going to beat Arkansas.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Middle Tennessee against Butler.
I said, you want to go Middle Tennessee on this?
Butler was a team you liked because they had all seniors.
Let's go Butler.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
You have such a short memory. You're like Dory. All right. Cincinnati, UCLA. It's UCLA.
Yes.
I think they're good.
Yeah.
All right. Dayton, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah. This is a tough bracket.
Yeah.
North Carolina, Butler.
North Carolina.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, obviously North Carolina is better. They're 27-7 on the
year. There's a lot of people picking North Carolina to like win the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, okay, every year that happens.
Butler has a 9% chance to make the Final Four. North Carolina has a 30% chance. That's a pretty big difference.
I don't know.
Okay. Whatever you want. If you want to go Butler, we'll go Butler. We might have the perfect bracket, and we would look like geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Butler.
Okay. They know how to play basketball in Indiana.
Yeah, that is true.
UCLA, Kentucky. This is going to be a good game.
Yeah. Where's this game at?
That's a good question. It's the South region.
In the Sweet 16?
Yes.
Memphis.
Ooh, that's Kentucky's. That's Kentucky's
stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Let's go Kentucky.
All right. And then we take Kentucky to beat Butler. They're still in Memphis.
Yeah.
All right, so we have three two seeds and one seed.
No. We don't have any ones.
We have all two seeds.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Why not? All right. Now where are we at? Duke, Arizona.
This is in Phoenix on April Fool's Day.
Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A.
We don't have the rights to that. You can't sing it.
Okay. Sorry. Duke, Arizona. Arizona's got the home court advantage.
That is a huge advantage.
Huge.
Arizona.
All right. I don't like it. All right. Arizona. Now, Kentucky-Louisville. This is a nut. Oh, this. If Kentucky-Louisville played in the Final Four, that would be ginormous. Those teams hate each other.
Yeah.
And Patino and
Calipari.
Calipari. They do not like each other either.
I'm going to go Calipari on this one.
You going to take Calipari?
Yeah. Nobody's talking about Kentucky.
They are super athletic.
Yeah, they always are.
Uh-huh.
One and dones.
Yeah.
This whole team will play in the NBA next year.
It's like Calipari, it seems like he's worked out a perfect system to get his team ready at the end of the year.
They peak at the right time.
Because you figure, we're going to make it, we're going to be a top, we're going to be a 1, 2, 3, 4 seed, something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to be good enough. Okay, so that leaves Kentucky versus Arizona for the final.
Kentucky.
You're going to take Kentucky.
I'm taking the Wildcats.
I have no convictions, so we'll go with Kentucky. All right, there it is. That is the perfect bracket right there.
We will take a picture of it and put it on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm. With my horrible handwriting, but you should be able to decipher it enough. Yeah, we'll take a picture of it, put it on the Facebook, and there it is. Everything you need to know about the college basketball tournament this year. We did it in just under 50 minutes.
Before the show, we talked about Did you stop yet?
No.
Before the show, we talked about, like, if this only takes 15 minutes, yeah. it's just a thing.
We're just going to throw it out 15 minutes?
Turns out it was an hour-long program.
I feel like it was incredibly entertaining, every minute of it.
Not so much informational.
Oh, no.
On a scale of zero being entertaining, mm-hmm. and 100 being informational, uh-huh. Where do you fall?
Listen, here's the thing.
It might not be entertaining or informational. So it might
it's
be
possible.
Like a weird...
If you're looking for a podcast to listen to find out how many seniors are on a given team, this is the one for you.
Yeah. Yes, that is true.
All right. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.